que o hamster lá.
Ele tá aqui viu a passando lá, porque
eu não sei se eles são de lá, porque
ela ficou.
How I must be.
Come on, see the Lord is good. Thank you.
Ibadesu.
Every car that does not want to let such people go, by the power that establishes the heavens and the earth, I command you to release them. Something is happening to those who
are there.
That's right.
Then,
yes.
Then,
it is time to remove their hand from your affairs. Suffering as a result of an hour fired in the night. You night arrows fired into anyone here, causing infirmity, causing bad luck, causing sickness, causing failures. You night arrows, the dark arrows of the night, hear the word of the Lord. That place you are is not your habitation. Therefore, by the power and the blood of Jesus, we fire back your arrows. In the name of Jesus, every hour of the night, lose your home. Silence and
reverence.
Those arrows are going out. The one in the head. The one in the eyes. The one in the legs. The one in the wing. The one attached to the hands. Something is happening to somebody over there. The personality of darkness that has been frustrating you has been separated from your portion now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is a sister here and two brothers. Right now, as we're even here, there is a gathering of darkness and the covenant against you. That meeting is going on right now. But because you are here now, every participant assigned to destroy you shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying for some people here. Anytime you approach your expected position, something goes wrong somewhere. I pray for some people. here today that within the next 10 days, they must experience the God of wonders. Receive your breakthrough. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is someone here? Today is the first day
here.
But then, you have been closely surrounded by intelligent warfare. Right there where you are. The power of God is going to fall upon you. And that power will make you to roll around and you will fall down. And then, the evil rope inside you will have been destroyed completely. That's the power coming upon that person over there. That's right. Aha. Something is happening there. That's right.
Then,
finally, Lord, I pray for all those who have this strong men closing good gates against them. When the good gate opens, they close it. You, the strong man, assigned to close good gates against anyone here, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, we bury you now. In the name of Jesus, let your enemy be loved. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. I'd like you to walk up to some persons and tell them, the God of new beginnings shall manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus, go to some persons and declare it. Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In loud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's have a seat of blessing. The meeting here this morning. Listen to me carefully. We'll be divided into two groups. We'll run through our normal programs here. Then, the second meeting, which is only for a few minutes, is for those who want financial breakthrough. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't want to wait for that one, you may go. But that's after our first meeting here. Those who will wait for that meeting should be ready to pray some really aggressive prayers as the Lord has directed, so that they will begin to move into the flow of wealth God has planned for them. Amen. In the book of Numbers, chapter 14, I begin to read from verse 29. And our prayer and message is focused on wasting the wasters. Wasting the wasters. I see somebody here this morning. All the wasting powers are signed against you. You will waste them by fire. Let your amen be louder than that. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 29, we begin to see the manifestation of this strange spirit. I pray that this spirit will not succeed in your life. Numbers 14. Verse 29. He said, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. And all that were numbered of you, according to your own number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against you. Doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein. Saint Caleb, the son of
Jephunneh,
and Joshua, the son of Nun.
So,
but your little ones, which he said, should be a prey. Then will I bring him. And they shall not go to the land which they have despised. So, as for you, the carcasses they shall fall in this wilderness. And children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years. And bear your burdens until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. The spirit of wastage moved upon the Israelites in the wilderness. A terrible spirit indeed. Let's see another description of that spirit. In Nahum chapter 2, verse 2. Nahum chapter 2, verse 2. We find Nahum after Micah, before you get to Habakkuk. Nahum chapter 2, verse 2. For the Lord had turned away the excellency of Jacob, as the excellency of Israel, for the emptiers have emptied them out, and marred their vine branches. The emptiers, the waste things. Now in Isaiah chapter 54,
you know where Isaiah only gave the idea of God.
Isaiah 54,
verse 16.
Isaiah 54:16. Behold,
he is
a greater distinct than blood he goes in the fire. And I bring them forth an instrument for his work.
And
I'm greater than waste time to destroy. The waster is to destroy. Listen carefully. I want to read those three scriptures. Listen very carefully. There is a terrible rage of the spirit of the wasters and emptiers in these last days. Many things have been wasted. To waste is worse than to lose a thing. If you ask me to put my finger on one spirit that we need to really battle in our nation and in many nations of the world, is the whisper. Many things have been wasted. Life,
talent,
resources,
marriages,
careers, everything that should make people move forward. It is a tragedy that you can sit and watch them be wasted. So the spirit of the waster is not something you
joke
with. Because to waste means to damage. It means to destroy something gradually. It means to cause something good to begin to shrink. It means to wear away. It means to diminish something gradually. To consume something. To use something or spend it carelessly. It means to squander. To use something ineffectively. To operate something inefficiently. To waste can mean to injure severely. To waste can mean to lose strength, to lose vitality, to lose energy. To waste may mean to use something thoughtlessly without any regard for the future. To waste may mean to just exhaust the fire and to make it ineffective. To waste may mean failure to take advantage of something. Failure to use profit for your advantage. It may mean to discard as worthless or useless. To diminish the value of the thing. Or to apply that thing to very useless purpose. It may mean to spoil. Or to run the thing dry. To misapply and misemploy. Or misuse. They all mean wasted. Opportunities can be wasted. Money can be wasted.
And if you wash over,
resources can be wasted.
The money,
time can be wasted.
And if you
blessings can be wasted.
If you
wash Virtues can be wasted.
Talents
can be wasted. Career can be wasted. Calling can be wasted. Marriage can be wasted. Anointing can be wasted. Virginity can be wasted. Labor can be wasted. Health can be wasted. Even knowledge can be wasted. Children can be wasted. But light in the spirit can be wasted. Life itself can be wasted. Parents can be wasted. Friends can be wasted. Destiny can be wasted. Therefore, it's a terrible thing when the entity known as wisdom is after you and you do not respond adequately. Anything can also pour you down the drain. Anything that also gamble your destiny away. Anything that wants to squander your blessings. Anything that wants to abuse your opportunities. They qualify for the path of the wizards. I prophesy for somebody here this morning. All the powers gathered to waste you. By the power of the God of Elijah, they shall be wasted. 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 In the name of Jesus. To waste is to burn your candle at both ends. The waste is casting your bread upon useless water. The waste is to cast your beautiful powers before swine. The waste is to cut cement block with your razor blade. To waste is to pour water in a basket. I prophesy upon you. Right there where you are. Receive the power to waste the waste. Receive the power. Receive the power. In the name of Jesus. When a sickness keeps me on point, the waste is at work. When you cannot make tangible progress, despite all your efforts and your holy lifestyle, the waste is at work. When you sow but you do not reap, the waste is at work. When you always labor for others to eat, waster is at work. When you always carry the cross of others without wearing your own crown, waster is at work. When favor is becoming a stranger to you and others are preferred, the waster is at work. When you always rise and fall, the waste is at work. When a negative event keeps repeating itself, the waste is at work. When you are living like a dog chasing his tail, like a dog chasing his own tail, the waste is at work. When you're walking like an elephant and eating like an ant, the waste is at work. When you notice that all your labor seems to be going to fail, the waste is at work. When you are busy rowing the boat of your destiny, The psalmist said, I hate them that hate God. I hate them with perfect hatred. When your yoke keeps getting harder and harder and harder, the worst is that what? When you keep missing important appointments, the worst that is at work. This fellow came out with a first class degree. And he applied for a job that will move his destiny forward. Fortunately for him, all those who applied for the same job, they had second class upper, second class
door.
So in the interview list, he was listed number one. The day of the interview came, and he was on his way there. That day was as if the whole street went mad. The first bus he took broke down. And while he was busy, give me my money, and the conductor didn't want to give him his money. Something said, you run late, he took a motorbike to get there. That one too broke down. By the time we get there, they said, we have called you 10 minutes ago. And he kept begging them. And somebody was even begging them. Tell them this is not too much. But there was a strong man waster at the gate. Then 10 minutes is late. The waster stood against him. Didn't abide to get what he wants. I prophesy upon somebody. Every wasting agent assigned to frustration shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Your amen is not loud enough. When the enemy keeps wasting your wealth on unimportant things, the waster is at work. When your arms are becoming too short to box with your enemies, the waster is at work. When good things are vomited, bad things are swallowed. Westerns at work. When the voice of the enemy is louder than your own voice, the Western is at work. When you have this finishing fever, anytime you're supposed to finish something well, problem starts. The Western is at work. When the seed that is expected to give good results is being destroyed, the waster is at work. When they are destroying the materials that should give you profit, the waster is at work. When they keep you away from going to a church service or going to a meeting, when your angels of breakthrough are waiting for you, the waster is at work. When they schedule you out of the way of your breakthrough, the waster is already at work. Many people in the Bible had the wasters working against them. And they were thoroughly wasted. Lot was an example. The wife of Lot, another example. wasted. Reuben, another example.
Reuben,
his father told
Reuben,
thou shalt not excel.
In what we owe, I
wasted.
Oshoko.
A kind of scripture
Akani,
was stoned to death with his family, with his pets.
So, wasted. Oshoko.
Eli's sons.
I want more baby.
Wasted.
Oshoko.
Saul.
Saul.
Wasted.
Oshoko.
When you lack knowledge about your purpose in life, wasters are too
operational.
When you are experimenting with your life, you really don't know when to throw your net in the question of life. When you have been blinded from the secret of opportunities, the wasters at
work.
When heaven is transferring your assignment, the wasters at work. When heaven is replacing you with stone, the wasters are ready at work. When you are the person the devil is using to test his new weapons, the wasters at work. When you are still in the business of selling off your fashion on the altar of sex, the waster is at work. When you are operating in the wrong position, the wasters at work. The enemy has directed to the wrong profession. The wasters at work. When you are being bombarded by iron like curses and covenants, the wasters are already at work. And this is why we are here today. When things are like this, we need to call the wasters to order. We need to cry out to God against the wasters and the empties. A lot of people are already living corpses. Because as far as destiny is concerned, as far as fulfilling their purpose is concerned, the wasters have eaten up everything. And one of the reasons that Jesus came is for us not to be wasted. I pray that any power assigned to waste anyone here, before we close this service today, those powers shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. This is why Jesus came. Some of you have been saying this before. The lives of Jesus can be divided into three events. The birth of Jesus. That birth of Jesus, as wonderful as it was, it was only witnessed by a handful of shepherds. The birth of Jesus, we slice our calendar into two, had more animal witnesses than human beings.
Jesus Christ, don't
the Bible did not bother to record even the names of the shepherds that were there. So there were shepherds abiding their field by night. Suddenly the angel of the Lord came down and began to prophesy about the birth of Jesus. So his birth. Very interesting event. The second thing is death.
Oh, it can be cool.
Is death.
The cool.
The day that he died, angels stayed away. From that day. God the Father turned his back. They ridiculed him on that cross. You have saved brother, save yourself. Large crowd watched the court trial.
Oh God, no one go in that journey.
Land crowd watched the verdict.
Oh God, no one go in that journey.
Large crowd watched the crucifixion and death.
Oh God, no one go in command the level at the cool.
This is on my birth.
The
angels were nowhere to
be found.
Then his resurrection.
At the end there,
a couple of witnesses stood by. On that resolution day,
Lord, you are there.
That is the Roman soldiers. Of these three events, the birth, death, the resurrection, the most surprising miracle is not the birth. For celestial beings do come in and go from heaven to earth. It's not the resurrection. For quite a few human beings have been raised from the dead before inscription. But the most surprising miracle of it all was that the Son of God himself died on planet Earth. Nothing like that has happened before. Nothing like that will happen again. Nature itself, that they went into convulsion. There was darkness at unusual hours. The Bible said the ground shook. And tombs crack open. And the sky went black. That particular day, death died.
Lord, you know, the cuckoo
and satanic powers were defeated. Because the last thing he shouted on that cross, he said, "It is finished." And from that moment, the activity and powers of the wasters were finished.
come back.
So this I know. God is with you. Rise up on your feet,
brother.
Everybody on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. If you are here this morning, beloved, and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you have a fantastic opportunity. Don't miss it. There will not be another opportunity. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your eyes up. So I can pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Those who are raising up your right hand, take another bold step of faith. Run quickly to the altar at the front here. Oh, the altars. I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. God bless you. Just close your eyes and bow down your heads. And see what I'm going to say after
that.
Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord Jesus,
yes,
I know that I'm a sinner. I know that you died to wash my sins away. Lord Jesus,
yes,
take control of my life. As for today, I surrender my life totally to you. I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. That is what you want to start with now. As you begin to pray this prayer, In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, have a
prayer. I wish Christmas something now. That short prayer. Say this to one who doesn't
know.
Those who use charms.
I want to know.
Shall collapse before me. I will rise up. They shall go down. Those who use charms shall collapse before me. Can I have a sister say this? Disgrace the womanness that are walking with Satan to trouble my life. But sisters, can I have you say it again? My son! Sisters, your voice is not loud enough. Brothers, let your voice be loud. When you say that once, you now turn it to machine gun prayer. Disgrace them. Disgrace them. Disgrace them. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and pray. That's right. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord,
that's better. Now say this loud and clear.
Why would I know?
Until they confess. Yes. Let the blood of Jesus begin to cause confusion in the stomach of serpents and scorpions. In the name of Jesus. They must be vomited now. In the name of Jesus. As you pray this next prayer, those who are here and the enemy is sitting on your promotion, they will receive instant deliverance. As you pray this next prayer, if you have any sickness in your body, the sickness shall gather itself and go back to the centers. As you pray this next prayer, there are people in this meeting today who have said, Lord, let your power fall upon me afresh. they shall receive that fresh power. As you pray this prayer, there are those who are here today, and the enemy has placed a strange mark on your forehead to steal from you. That mark shall be wiped up by the blood of Jesus. As you pray this next prayer, have been crying to the Lord for specific matter for years. Within the next 24 hours, there will be a rapid transformation and change. Therefore, don't let anybody's voice be above your voice as you pray this prayer. Waste it! Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. And that friend over there,
as you were near,
you have waited before the Lord.
The Lord.
Because anywhere you turn, there's a blockage. That blockage has been scattered now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That stubborn enemy assigned against you shall not see the end of today in the name of Jesus. That's right. Aha. Now you are more open. You need to now specifically pray on specific areas. You say every part of the waster. Working against my career, working against my calling, working against my family. You need to slot it what you want. Every part of the waster. Working against my calling. for these hands. In the name of Jesus. Any former church that has changed the hands, let the chains be broken in the name of Jesus. You hands, hear the word of God. Prosper by fire. Prosper. 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 Prosper by fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this achievement here. Who have celebrated the birthday, their wedding anniversary this month. The Holy Ghost shall overshadow your life. The Lord will open a new chapter that will move you forward. No weapon formed against your life shall prosper. The Spirit of the living God will arise and bless your life. As you are celebrating these things today, or anytime this month, whether you have already celebrated or you will still celebrate, by this time next year, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. The Lord your God will arise for your sake. Bless you, mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bring out your prayer letter now. I'm stretching to the heavens. Father, we thank you for the prayer letters. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Every prayer written on this request, let them become mighty testimonies in the name of Jesus. Let your power flow into our lives. Let our lives become a mighty testimony. Let this prayer letter become mighty, powerful testimonies. And by the time we come for the next five or 10 years, let all of us be candidates for common testimonies. Answer this prayer by fire. Oh Lord, answer this prayer by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put the prayer letter in your mouth. Now, for the next few minutes, the Bible says the wealth of the Gentiles belong to us. We want to pray some prayers here that will transfer the wealth of unbelievers into the hands of the children of God. We want to pray some prayers that will open up many businesses unto the reign of breakthrough. We want to pray some prayers that will release into many lives the kind of financial breakthrough they never had before. So they are not ordinary prayers. They are prayers to be prayed with boiling anger. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and we are his children, there is no reason why a child of the devil will be stealing what belongs to a child of God. There's no reason why any power should be sitting upon the breakthrough of the children of God. So get yourself ready for the transaction that is about to take place. The transaction that is about to take place. Pray the prayers with fire. Sing the praises with more power. prayed loudly.
But okay.
I was fine.
But know.
The Bible says,
really?
My head shall be lifted up.
Okay, it's okay.
Above the enemies round about me.
Do I want that? Me do you think I love?
Say, I rise.
But delay
above the unbelievers around me.
Can you move my head? I do you think I love?
Can you shout it loud?
I keep it alone.
Is that the loudest of us can go? Let your voice be louder. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to rise. That's right. Rise above them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, look at Jesus. That's a drag.
That is somebody who just prayed that prayer.
And they go, what is your God?
By this following Monday,
something
will happen that will change your life for good forever. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, look at this.
And someone just pray that prayer.
The
Lord will usher a business into your hands that will make all your past disappointment to become appointments. Frustration. Every gadget of financial frustration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Deal with the gadget of financial frustration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of my presence today. You are worthy of my presence today. Alpha, Alpha. prosperity. Can you shout out loud and clear?
Thank you, Jesus.
said, "That desert power,
you are better than Shelly.
You are a liar."
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
We are so afraid.
Father, I commit your children at your hand. It is written that death and his words
are mine.
The Lord bless you from Zion, and let His face shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace of God.